make myself happy, they come at me even more demanding that I act in a certain way or else I'm a miscreant or...
Well, here's the thing, though. If you weren't pushing against their laws, that wouldn't be active in you and they wouldn't come after you. You break more laws every day than you keep. You all do. There are so many laws on the books that you don't even know that are on the books that they could get you for if they decided to. But because you don't know about them, they're not active within you. And because they're not active within you, they don't come after you. In other words, no one will come after you about anything that is not active within you. And your pushing against their law makes it light up for you. Best story we have about this woman talking to us a bit like this. She is driving. She got pulled over by a policeman. And she said, I was happy in my car. She said, I was listening to an Abraham tape.
I know the feeling.
That's how happy I was. And I got pulled over and given a ticket.
Right.
And we said, and so what she was saying is, the laws of the universe aren't accurate because I was happy and I got pulled over. And we said, well, what was going on in your vibration? In other words, there's a rumbling of something going on that was still active in your vibration that caused that rendezvous, because law of attraction never makes a mistake. We said, what were you pulled over for? And she said, not wearing my seatbelt. And she said, and there were hundreds of us. It was a busy freeway. On the going across the big bridges, there were hundreds of us in the San Francisco area that were all in the vicinity. Why would he pick me? And we said, well, how do you feel about wearing your seatbelt? And she said, I think it's a horrid law. I don't think it's any of their business whether I wear a seatbelt or not. I don't think they have any business paying any attention to. And she went on this rampage about how unjust it is. And we said, and so you're driving down the freeway, listening to happy music or listening to happy recording, and spiking out of the top of your car is this outrage about not wearing seatbelt, because you practice it every time you get in the car and deliberately don't wear your seatbelt. And so the policeman who is out there doing what he does, and they are more psychic than you know. Because you've got them way outnumbered. Sees you light up. There's one. In other words, law of attraction just zeroes him right in on you, because that's the vibration that you're emanating.
So what I feel in this conversation is if I let go of that, I feel like I'm letting loose of my power, because...
Well, actually, what you're doing, you're letting loose of your unpower and getting hold of your true power. In other words, your power isn't in convincing someone else that they're wrong. That will drive you crazy and run you into the ground. That will ruin your life. That's not power. That's wasted energy. That's futility. That's what you're feeling. The futile feeling of trying to explain to somebody else how what they're doing defies the laws of the universe. And while I'm doing it, I'm playing the same game. Your true power is in maintaining your alignment no matter what. And what you discover is, when you get in the vortex, in alignment with everything you believe in, you're invisible to those who don't believe as you believe. They don't bother you anymore, because you don't pop up for them. When you are moving through your societies, you are not finding each other visually. You are finding each other vibrationally. And so when the vibration, whatever you give your attention to, activates that vibration within you and makes you a magnet to that, you see. But the reason that you feel, this is the most important thing that we will ever say to you or anyone. The reason that you feel that rage and that discomfort is not because of the law or because of their behavior. It's because you're using that law and their behavior as your current excuse to not be in the vortex. And over time, what happens is, as this has been going on for a long time, you've put a lot of freedom in your vortex.
Yes.
A whole lot of it, you see. You've put a whole lot of treating people better and being nicer to people and allowing people to live and let live. In other words, you have put so much of that in your vortex. It's what you came here to do. And so it's this huge vibrational calling. And so those people who have been so horrid, let's just say, are responsible for your major expansion.